The following is intended for mature audiences only. Discretion is advised.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the show. This is the Fat Signal, and today we're talking bat teams, but not just any bat teams, because if we were talking about the same old regular bull, it wouldn't be the Fat Signal. It'd be boring.
It would be boring. I didn't know if you were going to say that, man.
No, it would be. It would be tremendously boring if we did the same old tried and true bat.
How are you?
They're tried and true for a reason. I'm doing all right, brother. I'm doing all right. Let's get into the show. F*** it. Someone kick the beat, please.
Because your stomach's kicking beats.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
That Chipotle did not sit.
You every time I eat that bitch ass Chipotle, bro, give me about an hour and I'm in the motherfucking bathroom or my stomach
you
is hurting.
You get some Chipotle, you come with a side of bubble guts, you know?
You think it's that? I think it's something to do with the meat too, because the rice can't fuck your shit up like that. It's either the salsas, the meat, or something in them last four, bro.
Because I just had still Chipotle. Like
Tim, I just had Chipotle.
Yeah.
Swear to God, a week ago, and within 20 minutes after watching the movie, me and my wife, I got up, my stomach was like, I got kicked in the motherfucking nuts. It was a wrap, bro.
It's a tsunami in there. It's all kinds of craziness. But luckily, man, the rest of this show is not about Chipotle bubble guts.
we're getting bubble guts. But to you guys, it might be some garbage shit. I get it.
What episode are we on?
First off, let's start there.
We're definitely, you know, balls deep into this season.
We're balls deep. You guys had some woes with us. I mean, you guys didn't like the cop one. We get it.
Yeah, the cop one didn't get too many views, but we're still hoping to bring back.
That's what we're gonna try another one with you guys.
We're doing a whole team. We're doing a whole setup, a scenario complete with a villain. We're doing our own pitches.
Imagine if you guys are sitting in your basements and someone says, listen here, you have a budget. You have no budget and you have no stop on any actor. You can get any actor in history. We can get Time Machine, whatever. You can get anybody in history.
Anybody dead, anybody alive, anybody that's a cartoon. You can Roger Rabbit shit if you want.
Materialize fictional characters. It doesn't matter, as my The Rock would say when Rob speaks, just know I'm saying
it doesn't matter what you think.
It doesn't matter what you think,
but it does matter what you think. Okay, so who's starting? How are we doing this first?
So you're gonna name off your characters, because last time was a little confusing, so this time you're gonna name off your characters in a list so everybody knows who you picked, and then you're gonna pitch us. The only game aspect that there is kind of a vote towards the end on who we think has the best one.
Sure.
All right.
Cool.
So I'll let you guys go first and I'll go last.
Raf, why don't you go ahead and open us up?
Sure. Actually, Boo helped me out with the direction of my list.
Raf, it doesn't matter what they say. Just do your list.
It's okay. He wants to let us know how unoriginal he is. That's fine. I think full disclosure is very good for this
first
show.
First of all, coming from you, that's hilarious, since you're the one that calls all of us. And what's your angle coming from? I need to know how to tell my jokes. Where are you coming from? Shut the f- up, asshole.
Oh yeah,
you.
Complaints from a talentless hack, those who cannot do.
So yeah, guys,
review.
I helped Roth with his team. I mean, he killed that one, so it's technically Boo 2's team.
He could have not said a goddamn word.
Look, I'm gonna be honest. Not like you, Tim.
I spit off like 20 teams of this, and you know what I told him at the end? I'm gonna come up with another 20 more, so you could have any of those.
I got my own list.
Make sure you're yours, and then you spit off. Boo, help me with this shit.
Yeah,
I'm gonna discredit you. You're the bag.
I could get what discredits me is the fact that you guys are talking shit for no reason. You haven't heard my list yet. I guarantee you didn't pick anybody on my list.
All right. Well, let's see. Who you got?
So for you guys might not know him. You guys might know him. I got as Batman, as my main guy, I got El Chavo del Ocho, Chispirito.
Yeah, that's a lot. I can't pronounce that. I don't know who
something
that is.
About actually, Cheetos.
Something actually, about Josh, Cheetos. Josh, can you help me out with this one, Josh, real quick?
Damn, you ain't got a screen, Bo. Your mic's boom. Right there. I heard about boom. Seen any.
Was this guy
now,
on? This
now,
guy
on? Now you're f***ing rough. You're f***ing rough. You're
f***ing. Hold on. So this looks like a screen from like what? Tack?
That character. Oh, I know that character very well. Rob,
am I right? This is a taxi screen.
No, this is a sitcom back in the days for Spanish motherfuckers to watch with this goofy motherfucker, and he had one goofy ass fan that I couldn't goofily stand. El Chapo, El Gestapo herself, you dick. Yeah, I know this character.
Am I supposed to know that she TV?
Ooh,
so she watched TV.
That character's garbage.
So that's an automatic.
That's my Batman.
That's his Batman. Okay,
well, who's your Robin?
Yeah, who's your Robin?
My Robin. Oh, Michelle Rodriguez from Avatar.
Michelle Rodriguez from Avatar.
Yeah, that character from Avatar. That's my Robin.
So he picks the most.
Wait, hold on. She was in Avatar.
The first one, yeah.
The first one, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. I thought you might have been mistaken. Whatchamacallit? Zoe Saldana. But all right, she was in the Alfred? First one. Yeah,
who's my your Alfred? Is George? My Alfred is George Lopez.
So he went Latin with his shit. I give him props. He's kicking his Latin culture. Like, you be kicking that brown shit. No offense, but you be kicking that brown shit. I get it. And boo with this black shit. I get it. No offense, but I get it. He's throwing
no offense to myself, but I get it.
He's throwing a little bit of that motherfucking El Tapatio.
Got a little flavor.
He's throwing El Tapatio into the mix. It's not as pleasant as, you know, some other shits, but shout out to the Big Comedy Network. Who is your Gordon? I'm assuming they eat tacos or tortas. Go ahead.
Racist.
Oh, yeah, absolutely they do. You eat tacos and tortas. Talking about. Eric Estrada.
Eric Estrada as your Gordon.
Of course. So wait a minute. Wait. Your Alfred.
It's not just Latin.
No. Now, wait a minute, though. But your Alfred was who again?
George Lopez is Alfred.
Now, people, we did not come up with this or anything. Me and Rob didn't sit in here, man, you should pick this and then. All right, now.
Also, we don't know what we're talking about, so you feel free to fact check us and blow us up in the comments.
All right, so you're telling me Alfred and Gordon have a personal beef then? Because, you know, George Lopez doesn't like Eric Estrada.
No, he does not.
So that movie set is going to be rife with that actually goes along with my
With my setup for the pitch.
Well, then hold on. Who's your villain?
You guys can guess that one.
He doesn't have one.
No, I do. I do. You guys can guess him pretty easily. It's Cheech and Chong, and I got him from the War of Jokes and Riddlers as the Joker and the Riddler.
Well, most of our listeners are probably gonna have no idea what the War of Jokes and Riddles is. So, real quick, it's a recent storyline written by Tom King, illustrated by a few artists, but and it's about the Riddler and the Joker being at war in Batman's early years. But who's who?
Cheech is the Joker, and Chong is the Riddler, because Chong was always a little more talented than Cheech
and
was.
So your Batman, which is who again?
My Batman is Chispirito.
Give us our story.
So, you know, Batman gets kidnapped by the Joker and the Riddler. They get him high as and they're trying to convince him to stop using little kids as Robin. The whole time, of course, he's not really in trouble. He's just being smoked out and being with. So you have Alfred and Commissioner Gordon, who hate the out of each other, teaming up with Robin, trying to save Batman.
Okay. That's a story.
Weird hate triangle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Touché, Rob.
Awesome. We got a decent Batman story there.
Got a decent Batman, and then it all gets shut down when the Border Patrol comes in and starts checking IDs.
Racist.
Nah, they're legal to work in the country.
All of it gets shut down, even Batman. All of it.
Okay.
All of it. When a Trump ad comes on TV.
Well, who's going next now?
You.
That'd be you. You.
Me? Sure. Okay.
Remember, so I talk too much. First. Remember, I talk too much. Everybody else needs to talk. When Boo's too drunk, he needs to shut the up. Well, I'm
apparently he's mega trashed. Okay, fair enough. I will go. So we're doing characters first, right? Let's start with my Gordon. My Gordon is Bernie Mac.
Oh, good one, Tim. Good one, Tim, because I was going to use Bernie Mac. Good one. A plus, because I had Bernie Mac on one of my lists.
Because, I mean, we need a Gordon who's just done with everything. We need a Gordon who's just like, I can't believe I'm doing this shit. Like, just turning the light
cold
on.
Cold ass, bro. Cold ass. Gordon, bro. Yeah,
we need a Gordon who gets progressively upset the more he has to wait for Batman.
Go ahead.
Which
Tim.
One?
Gordon was actually Bernie Mac actually was a cop in a movie. So if we want to do movie 6 degrees of separation, Bernie Mac can be commissioner because he was a cop in a movie.
That's funny. I thought you were gonna reference Don't Be a Menace.
To South Central while drinking that juice in your motherhood.
That's the best cop role he
What did he say? I don't like the black keys on my piano.
I don't like the black on my suit, the black on my car.
I didn't even like Michael Jackson's black ass.
I don't like the black on my gun.
So Bernie Mac can be a good word. Okay, that's touche.
Okay, so my Alfred is Jim Jeffries. It's going to be a young Alfred.
Oh, that shout out Big Comedy Network. He was on the Big Comedy Network this week.
He absolutely was. Jim Jeffries is an Australian comic, and he would be very good at portraying a schlubby young Alfred.
Touche.
What movie did Jeffries come out in?
He had his own show. He had his own sitcom. Then he had his own talk show. Now he's got his own podcast called I Don't Know About That, which if you haven't checked out, is pretty good. I would watch it.
Oh, yeah.
Timber. But hey, he might like it. You never know.
He might like it, I guess.
So listen, that's my Alfred. My Robin. This was a toss up. But I ultimately went JB Smoove.
A good one. Good one.
I went JB Smoove as Robin. My other choice for him was actually going to be, rest in peace, the great Alan Arkin. And then we got the news today that he passed. I'm like, oh. So it felt a little weird. But JB Smoove as my Robin. My villain. See, I don't know which to reveal first, my Batman or my villain. I'll do Batman first because the villain might make more sense if I do this. My Batman is Larry David.
This is a Curb episode.
It comes off as one. It comes off as one, but not really. It turns into something weird.
What happened?
So
bitches about everything. He bitches about everything.
He's the creator of Seinfeld. He has his own show called Curb Your Enthusiasm, where he's basically just, if you think I'm annoying, Boo, with how nitpicky I am about everything, it's a whole show about an old Jewish man being nitpicky about everything.
Okay.
Yeah, everything. He's pretty funny. Yeah. My villain is Michael J. Fox as the ventriloquist.
Oh, that's a good one.
You're a dick. That's a good one. You're a dick. I'm not getting clipped. I'm not even touching that with a 10-foot pole. I've already gotten in trouble. I'm good.
You don't need to know anything else other than it's Michael J. Fox as the ventriloquist.
You're a dick.
Wow.
Oh, God. I could not stop laughing at the thought of that one, dude. I had to bring that one up.
Wait, like, so that's current, wow. Like current Michael J. Fox? Or
current
like,
Michael J. Fox.
Bro,
wow. Yeah, bro. Wow, dude. Yeah, bro. What the f***?
Damn. I'm not going to get in trouble for that one.
As the ventriloquist.
That guy just said Marty McFly, guys. Is going to be ran by a puppet.
No, bro. He's the one running the puppet. He's the puppet master.
He's the puppet
bro. I'm not even going to touch that because that means I'm going to go to the whole nother place.
That was my villain. Now I have two surprise castings that will pop up in this pitch. Are you guys ready for this pitch?
Sure.
Larry David Batman is doing his Larry David Batman shit. He's being Bruce Wayne, walking around his mansion, telling his Robin, what the whatever. I'm bored. We gotta figure some shit out. And right as they say that, they get a knock on the door from Jim Jeffries Alfred. Regular Alfred has been dead for a long time. So this Jim Jeffries Alfred comes in. It's like, hey mate, I'm looking for work, and I heard you used to hire me uncle. So help me out, mate. So we have that bullshit going on. Larry David's like, what the? All right, yeah, whatever. This is weird, but okay. So then Ventriloquist starts shit up, but it's also weird for Larry David Batman because Larry David Batman has not seen Ventriloquist since Ventriloquist was actually doing Ventriloquist shit in the heyday. So this current Michael J. Fox Ventriloquist acting the way he is, he's like, what are you doing? This isn't good. This isn't good for you. So they fight. He defeats Ventriloquist, but it turns out Ventriloquist is actually Daniel Day-Lewis Clayface, who's so mad at Larry David Batman because Bruce Wayne shut down the cream that Clayface uses because Larry David didn't like how oily it felt. And he ruined Clayface's entire career because of it. So that's the basic pitch there. We have a surprise casting. Roy Wood Jr. as Lucius Fox comes in and provides Larry David Batman the ice bomb required to defeat Clayface.
Oh, that's cool. I was going to have Michael Jackson as my Clayface.
I mean, they both that's work. Hilarious. Mine's a method actor, and yours is.
I had one as Michael Jackson as my Clayface in one of my shit.
Yeah, that was... I had me dying.
That was pretty good. That's pretty good. But both could work, I think. And that's my pitch. That's my Batman cast and pitch. Boo, it is now your turn, good sir.
It's the moment of truth.
It is the moment of absolute truth. Boo's news.
All right, you guys ask me what you want first, and then you ask me, and I'll tell you it.
Let's start off with Gordon, yeah.
Gary Coleman from Different Strokes.
Okay, like from that that young Gary Coleman from Different Strokes.
No, him as an old security bro when he's back okay. in the day.
From the Simpsons guy, the Simpsons Gary Coleman.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
Okay.
Who's your Alfred?
Vern Mini-Me.
I see what we're doing. Okay, so... All right. Who's your Robin? Who's your Robin?
Sinister. Willow.
Lieutenant Dangle from Reno 911.
I love it. I love that.
Thomas okay. Patrick Lewis.
Okay.
you know that well, shit gonna is... be funny. That kid, the tight ass Robin shorts on.
Oh, with no spanks. None of those spandex shit. Just the short shorts.
Just the shorts. Okay, who's your villain? Who's your villain?
Morgan Freeman and Betty White as Joker and Harley Quinn.
Betty White as Harley. That's what's a Morgan Freeman Joker like? He's just like...
definitely not gonna be energetic.
He's not God, that's for sure.
Hey, Batman, knock knock. Like, what's he gonna do?
Yeah,
like...
bro, his jokes are gonna take forever, dude.
So, what I was
did thinking... you hear the one about?
No, he's not. Is this a new okay. Robin? You know what happened to the last one.
Ha.
You know Betty White gonna be funny as Harley Quinn, bro. Rest her soul.
She would be. She would have been great as Harley Quinn, like in her heyday, for sure. She would.
No, I mean, as Betty.
No, he means Betty White now.
Now, I mean, either or. Well, I'm saying if she has
Morgan Freeman in 1901.
No. I'm just saying if you take Betty's comedic sensibilities today,
Morgan Freeman, all the bumps,
all the liver spots, everything.
So then who?
All the gray hair.
Who's your Batman?
His name is Bruce Hang, not Bruce Wayne. That's his stage name, Bruce Hang.
Oh, God. I know where this is going.
I got Dustin Diamond Screech from Saved by the Bell as Batman. Bruce Hang,
baby. Asshole-ass Batman then, huh?
Oh, dude. And keep in mind, his got Lieutenant Dangle that's countering his weird shit and dancing and acting with his...
So, okay. All that's left now is your pitch.
It's basic Joker and Harley Quinn shit. Well, Joker and Harley are mad that he sold them a weak-ass dildo and a fake pussy. Betty White was pretty pissed off the anal cream wasn't cracking like she thought it was. And so, yeah, that's where we're at. And so they put an all-out revenge on Bruce Hang, not knowing that it's motherfucking Batman. And so, yeah, so little do they know, they literally go on a whole protest of anti-anal creams and anti-fake pussies and dildos from this particular brand of porno. And then
Joker and Harley go on protest?
Yeah, Joker and Harley bring out everybody, the goons. You get them all, dude. You get motherfucking Don Knotts as the Bane coming out. You don't even know, bro. You got them all coming out, bro. You got Catwoman. You don't even know who Catwoman is, bro. Whew. Rosie O'Donnell. You don't even know, bro. Oh,
you know, no, I almost had Wanda Sykes as my Alfred.
Ooh, you would have had her.
I had a feeling that you were going to respond a certain way, so I did go with Jim Jeffries ultimately. But I
you know am what? Glad one I did bring up Wanda. You know, one of my characters was going to be O.J. Simpson as All-Blade Red Hood.
As Red Hood?
All-Blade Red Hood. You don't even know about All-Blade Red Hood. It's okay.
What's that? I read a lot of Batman. What the hell is All-Blade Red Hood?
Josh, listen, let me just step up my nerd game up on him again. Boo again. Hashtag one more. Like, go ahead, Josh. Show him, dude.
All-Blade Red Hood.
A pair of mystical blades made out of copper designed to kill magic-based threats such as the United or Amazons, but cannot harm anything else.
Untitled.
Okay. So he's got it. Shows how long I've been out of the current comics game for a bit. The last thing I read was Last Night on Earth.
Trust me, I was looking for one of the most powerful characters, most powerful swords and of knives in the DC universe, and they all blade. And I was like, Damian, Red Hood, let's get it. OJ, baby, Red Hood, the juice, Crimson, USC, Buffalo, Red Hood, baby, let's go.
The Killing Machine. So that's our cast and that's our pitches. How do we do this next?
First off, Tim, let's get real. Don Knotts as Bane is knocking all y'all's in the park. You ain't even gonna expect me. You're gonna see a little scrawny out there, y'all.
Technically not, because he's not in my movie.
I didn't listen to your pitch. It was kind of boring.
You never listen to much. You check out every time I talk.
I don't check out. I gotta stop drinking. Bro, today was, what did I drink? Blueberry margaritas.
From where?
From the house. Casa de Boo.
Josh, do we have a voting system that we can...
Yeah, let Josh decide.
Well, like at this point, if you guys had to pick someone's team, like someone's pitch...
Okay.
Right.
I'll go first. Between Boo and Roth, yeah, I guess I'll go with Boo.
And between me and you, I'm going.
But here's the thing. Honorable mention, I would like to see Roth's animated. I think that would be pretty funny.
Just saying. I think it would work.
I think it would work on some
work.
Level.
It doesn't work when you hate certain characters.
I think it would work.
Like, you think it's work?
I think it does work on some level.
Not when you're going to want to punch the screen every time you see that character.
So we put him as okay. Yeah. The other one that I was thinking was him, that same guy, but as Chapulín Colorado.
Hey, bro, you ain't gonna be cussing me out like that. All right,
you can't be calling us names over here.
I said the red grass, the colored grasshopper.
You're already in trouble from the race episode. You're already in trouble with the Jamaicans. All right,
he can say anything. We'll never know. We're not fluent like that, man. You can't be
El Chapulín, like, the grasshopper.
Like, I was watching Django today, And he was like, "Yes, I'd like to ascertain one of your subjects. Speak English." I was like, "Oh, shit." And then when he was talking to him, he's like, "Did you meet the brothers? Can you see him again? Hey, why are you talking to him like that?" I would just for say talking, speak English. And I just speaking regular English. Like, damn. Speak English.
All right. Roth, between mine and Booze, who are you picking?
Shit.
Whoever wins is going to get a quick little speak on how they like life and how's life treating them.
Whoever wins gets a speech time. Okay.
Let's go, Boo.
that's 2 out of 3. He already Boo, take it away, dude. You don't even need to vote. You got 2. Just do your speech.
Yeah, I think he's prepared already.
No, so Boo, who would you pick? Whose would you pick?
Oh, he doesn't like either of ours. What are you kidding?
No,
first off,
whichever one he picks is a bold faced lie.
Tim's by default because stops Batman by total anybody.
So because of Gestapo and shit, then hey, they do Gestapo.
I don't care. Hey, listen here, bro. I don't mean to sound like this. Listen here, bro. I don't like hairy legs. So if we're in a modeling contest and there happens to be a country where they prize their best of their country was hairy legs, I'm sorry. I'm not going to pick her. I'm sorry, Roth. You picked the horrible character.
Non-choice aside.
Other than that, good job, Roth.
Non-choice aside. Boo, it's your speech time. Go for it, buddy.
We want to hear this.
All right, guys, off the subject. We're not going to talk about Batman no more. I know you guys don't give a about that. We're going to talk about responsibilities, life, some of the choices you shouldn't make in life.
G.I. Joe.
Tim, I'll let you let him know that he interrupted my little time, right?
I mean, he did interrupt. That's a foul. That's a foul during someone's speech time.
Like, we can't even let him on him saying some shit. G.I. Joe, you can bleep that all you fucking want, big comedy. Now you're dealing with a fucking inebriated asshole. This fucking cocksucker. First off, he fucking sits there and insults me with my mic situation when Roth is number one with technical difficulties on the whole thing.
Rossi!
Then he insults my little monologue. Talk about double insult.
Josh, please close this out.
What's next? You're going to kick me in my nuts? You want to come all the way over here and kick me in my nuts, dude? Or what do you want to do? Throw water all over my computer shit? You're a jerk, dude. All right, guys. People, if you have friends like Roth, punch him in the throat. Punch him in the throat.
Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, all that shit. Really helps us out.
With our visibility. This shit. You too, Tim. Nah, dude, you can't. Josh, cut the beat. 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 There's no yo, yo, yo. None of this shit. Keep recording. Tim, obviously, is okay with their monologues. Cut. And all that shit. Are you going to sit there with your head between your shit tits and tell me that was okay?
My tits are the safest place right now for me, Boo.
You know, I'm just asking you a simple question. It's okay for people to interrupt people's moment of speaking.
I'm hiding in my tits. Leave me alone.
I was told to shut the up this episode by you and him. And yet you guys interrupted me.
No,
Big Comedy Network. Big Comedy Network.
Nobody said shut the
up. They're lying to you. You don't know what's being recorded or edited in Big Comedy Network. I'm being abused over here, people. And TikTok. There's apparently something on TikTok where they be, yeah, bro, I'm needing help, bro. All right, dude.
I don't know what he's talking about. What TikTok exactly. Is this?
All right, guys.
I think he's talking about Instagram Reels. But
no. Like someone's like, if you need help, wear a red T-shirt. He's like, someone said if I need help, wear my Vader
someone
cowboy
said
shirt.
If I need help, bro, wear something Vader with cowboys. Nigga. Probably going to get blurred out, dude. I need help because Roth is inappropriate people. Now, let me get my quick little minute in. We're talking about life. Talking
G.I.
about things.
G.I. Joe.
Josh kicked the beat now.